Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. A government minister details ambitious plans to digitize administrative processes with AI and enhance local solutions in a Tagesspiegel interview. O2 is joining forces with Cologne Police for a cybersecurity event that offers exclusive incentives as it tackles rising fraud schemes. And Deutsche Telekom reports robust growth in T-Mobile US alongside domestic challenges, reflecting a shifting competitive landscape.
The Tagesspiegel article presents an in-depth interview with a German digital minister who outlines the government's ambitious plans to digitize administrative processes. The discussion focuses on transforming traditional bureaucracy into agile digital workflows, with an emphasis on centralizing services such as mobile networks, fiber optics, and energy infrastructure approvals. The official explains that the integration of AI into these processes can reduce complex tasks from hours to minutes and streamline decision-making in infrastructure projects. He also stresses the importance of reducing technological dependency on non-European providers while enhancing local and European solutions, including the development of AI models that better serve European standards. The interview further highlights the need to simplify administrative procedures to benefit both citizens and businesses while ensuring data sovereignty and cost savings over the long term.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung article examines the contrasting performance of Deutsche Telekom in its domestic and international markets. It outlines that while the company's U.S. operations, particularly through T-Mobile U.S., exhibit robust growth and have raised expectations for overall profitability, the domestic market in Germany faces significant challenges. The report details how Telekom has experienced a decline in certain segments, such as mobile accounts and broadband users, partially due to the loss of major clients and heightened competitive pressures from rivals like Vodafone. In contrast, growth is visible in the fiber optic sector and improvements in the subsidiary T-Systems, which have also benefited from strategic collaborations in the realm of AI-driven data centers. The article concludes that despite short-term domestic setbacks, ongoing investments, and the strategic strength of international operations, especially in the United States, are expected to drive future financial performance and market confidence.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung also reports on a major data breach involving Magenta TV, the streaming service of Telekom. According to CyberNews, over 324 million data sets were exposed on an unsecured server maintained by a third-party technical provider, raising concerns about the accessibility of unique internet identifiers, account numbers, and hardware information. Although the leak did not involve more sensitive personal data, such as names, addresses, or payment details, experts warn that the disclosed information could potentially be used to identify users or compromise account security. Telekom confirmed that a server misconfiguration allowed public access to these data and stated that the issue has since been resolved, with no additional security measures required for customers. The report underscores the importance of robust data protection practices, even as digital services continue to expand.
Computer Bild reports that O2, in collaboration with the Cologne Police and Computer Bild, is organizing a dedicated event focused on cybersecurity. The article describes the growing sophistication of fraud schemes, noting that recent cases include elaborate scams such as impersonated police officers and fraudulent demands on unsuspecting citizens. It states that the event, which is scheduled for Wednesday, the 25th of September, from 10 o'clock to 13 o'clock at the Police Advisory Center in Cologne Kalk, seeks 5 local participants who have experienced cybercrime or trickery. The piece explains that selected readers will have the opportunity to attend insightful presentations by security experts and participate in an open discussion, thereby gaining practical knowledge on both digital and analog security measures. Furthermore, O2 has offered exclusive incentives for the attendees, such as the 5G tariff, O-Mobitool Unlimited On Demand, and O-Online Shoots for smartphones, reinforcing its commitment to enhancing digital safety.
SIT Magazine for Computer Technology discusses the ongoing progress in deploying fiber optic networks across Germany. The article explains that during the warmer months, construction efforts are underway to install conduits that facilitate the easy installation of fiber cables, often using compressed air to pull cables through new conduits. It highlights that the availability of a fiber connection largely depends on the existing infrastructure at a customer's home, such as an active connection point, and notes that major providers and regional operators play a significant role in the market. The article further details the various speed tiers available, device options, contractual conditions, and the technical differences compared to DSL or TV cable connections, emphasizing the stability and speed advantages of fiber optic technology. Kit Magazine also provides insights on associated telephone services and equipment provisions, guiding potential users through the technical and contractual considerations in today's evolving broadband landscape.
The report from Horizont.net details the Swisscom Group's performance results for the first half of 2025, revealing significant changes that come with the acquisition of Vodafone Italia. The article explains that Swisscom recorded a substantial revenue growth of 36.7%, reaching 7.45 million Swiss francs, which was largely driven by this strategic acquisition. It further notes that the group's EBITDAL increased by nearly 16% to 2.47 million, and the operating free cash flow showed a modest gain of 1.2%. However, the net profit experienced a decline of 25.2% to 625 million Swiss francs, largely due to the additional costs associated with the acquisition. The CEO, Christoph Aeschlimann, is quoted as stating that despite these adjustments, the financial outcomes and market performance continue to meet expectations, with the overall outlook for the year remaining steady. Continuing the narrative, the report underlines that Swisscom has reinforced its brand positioning within Switzerland. The company has launched the Discover What You Can Do campaign to encourage users to experience new technological possibilities and has introduced Beam, a network-based cybersecurity solution aimed at protecting business customers from cyber attacks. The operation within the domestic market shows stability, with a slight dip in revenue from telecom services, contrasted by growth in IT services for corporate clients. Additionally, Swisscom's mobile and fixed network coverage is robust in Switzerland, with 87% of households covered by 5G+, and 54% by fiber connections. The article further touches on the company's performance in Italy, where the integration of Vodafone Italia is steadily progressing. In Italy, first-half revenue is reported at 3.59 million euros, and EBITDAL, though impacted by a 7.6% decline to 828 million euros, is expected to benefit from planned synergies starting in the second half of the year. Looking ahead, Swisscom forecasts full-year figures for 2025 to include revenues between 15.0 and 15.2 billion Swiss francs, an EBITDAL of about 5.0 billion, and significant investments totaling around 3.1 to 3.2 billion, with a projected net debt-to-EBITDA ratio of 2.4 times by year-end. The report also mentions the proposal to increase the dividend from 22 to 26 Swiss francs per share, emphasizing a strong competitive posture in the market, a factor that is of notable interest in the competitive landscape that includes players like Vodafone.
The Der Spiegel article outlines how Audi's Neckarsulm plant is pioneering a new era in industrial automation, with a seamless integration of robotics and AI. The report describes a production environment where 2,500 robots assemble up to 1,000 car bodies per day, with AI systems processing image data to identify welding imperfections that human operators subsequently correct. It is emphasized that these advanced methods not only boost efficiency, but also enable a level of precision that could redefine quality control on an industrial scale. The article further expands the discussion to the broader European industrial landscape, noting that companies such as Siemens, Bosch, and innovative startups like Plus10 are investing in AI-driven models, including the development of an industrial foundation model and the transition to edge cloud platforms. It highlights the complex interplay between technological innovation and challenges such as data quality, reliance on American cloud services and hardware like NVIDIA chips, while also detailing European efforts to establish secure hyperscale data centers and gigafactories to support critical infrastructure and maintain competitive advantage in a rapidly evolving market.
The Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reports on a recent study by Microsoft Research that explores the impact of AI on various professions, raising concerns among employees about whether their roles might eventually become obsolete. The study involved an analysis of approximately 200,000 anonymized chat conversations with the AI-powered Microsoft Copilot, alongside wage and employment data collected between January and September 2024. It highlights that while AI is predominantly used for information retrieval, writing, and communication tasks, it generally remains a support tool rather than fully replacing human work. According to the article, knowledge-based and communication-centered professions, including translators, historians, cabin crew, sales representatives, authors, customer service agents, and even certain technical roles like CNC programmers, stand to see significant shifts due to AI's ability to assist with or take over substantial portions of routine tasks related to language and information processing. The publication further notes that, in contrast, traditional manual and craft occupations, where practical skills, presence, and empathy are crucial, remain largely unaffected. Despite methodological limitations, such as the reliance on data from a single AI system and uncertainty over whether the AI was used for professional or personal tasks, the study's findings are supported by similar analyses from organizations like the OECD and the Institute for Employment Research. Additionally, the report emphasizes that while AI transforms many working processes, it also creates opportunities for those who develop AI expertise, pointing out that employees with such skills are experiencing significantly better salary prospects.
The article from Telltarif DE begins by detailing the upgrade of connectivity at Gut Leidenhausen, a historic property near Cologne known for its educational offerings and as a popular excursion destination. It explains that the long-standing issue of poor internet speed, which was once limited to 5 megabit per second, has been overcome by connecting the property to NetCologne's fiber network. As a result, the facility now benefits from a high-speed 1 gigabit per second connection that supports modern digital functions such as video presentations, interactive learning, and streaming events. The report notes that this improvement enhances the site's capability to host conferences and events by leveraging a reliable internet connection. This development positions the property as a forward-looking educational locale in an increasingly competitive broadband market.
Transitioning to another competitive move, the narrative continues with the fiber network expansion in Puchheim, located in the Upper Bavarian district of Fürstenfeldbruck. The article describes how GVG Glasfaser has initiated its FTTH, Fiber to the Home, rollout by connecting the Bahnhof Apotheke, which becomes its first business customer in this region. It is highlighted that this infrastructure upgrade is a logical step for ensuring future operational efficiency and reliability. GVG Glasfaser plans to extend its network to approximately 6,500 households and businesses by the end of 2025, with construction proceeding in parallel for both fiber tracks and household connections. The report confirms that the rollout is on schedule, thereby strengthening the competitive landscape in the region.
The report then shifts focus to developments by WestConnect in various areas of North Rhine-Westphalia. It indicates that WestConnect has successfully finished fiber installations in several localities, including local parts of Lippe, Kreuztal, and Bad Sassenendorf. The installation achievements underline the importance of enhancing connectivity in urban and semi-urban areas. WestConnect is also planning to initiate further fiber expansion work in the fourth quarter of 2025 and subsequently in additional localities. This progress reflects a broader competitive trend where providers are rapidly upgrading infrastructure to meet rising consumer demands.
Finally, further competitive advancements are outlined with announcements for Leipzig and developments by OXG. The article explains that Deutsche Giganetz, following previous projects in Milkau and Schweinaundorf West, will start marketing new fiber links in Leipzig, covering areas such as Engelsdorf, Sommerfeld, and Althen, potentially serving 4,800 residential and business units. In parallel, the joint venture OXG, involving Vodafone and Altice, has secured agreements with the cities of Worms and Memmingen to deploy FTTH networks reaching thousands of households. Additionally, a cooperation between Deutsche Glasfaser and 1&1 is set to benefit approximately 2.5 million customers by allowing them to choose between multiple network options. This series of initiatives underscores significant competitive moves in the race to provide expansive and reliable fiber connectivity.
Golem.de reports that, according to a Bitkom study, 35% of companies in Germany expect job cuts in the IT sector as the economy faces a downturn and ongoing geopolitical uncertainties. The study reveals that the current shortage of IT professionals has narrowed to around 109,000 from 149,000 2 years ago, as companies are becoming more cautious about new hires, and some are even reducing IT positions. Golem.de explains that 6% of companies have already dismissed IT specialists due to the economic situation, while 14% anticipate similar layoffs in the coming 12 months. And many firms are increasingly using AI to either reduce or reshape their IT staffing needs. The article further notes that recruitment challenges persist, with issues such as mismatches between salary expectations and the financial constraints of companies, a reluctance among applicants to relocate, and deficits in soft skills and language proficiency. Additionally, Golem.de highlights a shift in the IT job market where non-traditional candidates, including career changers and those with practical IT experience or alternative educational backgrounds, are increasingly being recognized as valuable, reflecting evolving industry standards amid these economic challenges.
The article published by WeWo.de titled "Ist auch Tim Höttges besiegbar?" sheds light on the ongoing competitive dynamics between Vodafone and Telekom in Germany. The report describes how Vodafone has openly taken an aggressive stance against Telekom. At a sales kickoff event, a giant projection of Telekom CEO Tim Höttges was displayed alongside the message stating that even he is beatable. This symbolic gesture was intended to underline Vodafone's challenge to a long-established competitor. However, despite this provocative move, the article illustrates that Telekom has consistently demonstrated its strategic confidence and resilience over the past period. The publication highlights that Telekom reported strong performance figures in both fixed line and mobile segments. The report details that the company experienced higher new customer numbers compared to the overall German market, while service revenues grew by 3.7% in the first half of the year. In addition, a 5.2% increase in adjusted EBITDA and an upward revision of the annual operating result target to 45 billion euros, largely due to the performance of T-Mobile US, reinforced the narrative of a company that remains dominant. This robust performance was achieved notwithstanding the effects of a weakened U.S. dollar and other external challenges, such as the ongoing trade issues noted by former President Donald Trump. Nonetheless, subtle signs of strain appear as the stock market reacted negatively, with shares falling by nearly 5% at times. The report indicates that sluggish growth in the mobile segment's service revenue and fewer net mobile customers compared to the previous quarter have raised concerns among market analysts. The publication from WeWo.de also points out that Vodafone's aggressive pricing and promotional strategies have been partly blamed for the slower growth figures in Telekom's fixed network sector. The article further notes that Telekom is reportedly struggling with attracting the younger demographic, with recent marketing and product decisions failing to resonate with this target group. In a further reflection on the competitive landscape, the article mentions several high-profile managerial shifts from Telekom to Vodafone. These moves, which include experienced leaders like former business customer executives, illustrate the intensifying rivalry between the two major operators. Despite these challenges, Telekom's finance chief expresses confidence that the company's current momentum and commitment to maintaining a premium service will ultimately prevail in this competitive environment.
The recent report from Telterif.d details competitor 1&1's latest network expansion and financial performance. The article explains that 1&1 is actively developing 4,600 network sites across 170 cities, while currently maintaining over 1,200 active stations and planning a full migration of customers to its own core network by the end of the year. It highlights that the first half of the year saw mixed results. There was sustainable growth in new contracts within the consumer applications and business customer segments, contrasted by a decline of 60,000 broadband contracts in the consumer access segment. The publication notes that despite a revenue increase and a slight improvement in the operational result, EBITDA, after adjusting for higher costs associated with building its mobile network and glass fiber depreciation, there is rising financial pressure. Additionally, the article describes how 1&1 is navigating increased investments and evolving relationships, particularly with Vodafone regarding the national roaming arrangement, hinting that despite technical challenges and the need for building a dedicated fiber network, the company remains focused on its long-term growth strategy as it continues to invest heavily in network infrastructure and streamline its service offerings.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.